Hello, pals o' mine. Well, I enjoyed another beautiful backpacking camping weekend in the Grouse Ridge area, Penner Lake to be specific. It was kind of a revisiting venture since I'd been there 2-3 years ago with some different gals and all girls backpacking weekend. And because of the super moon, at night the lake was completely lit up. It was surreal. It was like a football stadium light. Just, you didn't need a flashlight if you had to get out in the middle of the night. In fact, in the middle of the night, it was difficult to sleep because it was so bright. Like, you'd open your eyes and wake up suddenly and think, oh, I need to turn the light off, and realize, oh, it's the moon. And it was kind of surreal, as I said, but kind of cool at the same time. Couldn't sleep too much the first night, just because I was a little wired from hiking in. And so a friend and I, we played Rummy with her miniature Scooby-Doo cards. That was fun. We did use flashlights for that because we did have to specifically see which Scooby-Doo we needed to play. But other than that, it was fun till we finally just got sleepy and turned in. It happened to be my birthday weekend. It wasn't planned because of my birthday, but because it happened to fall on the weekend, one of the ladies packed in a birthday cake for me. How sweet is that? She said she was searching high and low for something that would fit in her bear canister in her pack. So she ended up getting a chocolate bundt cake with chocolate chips, which is very tasty. And although she put the candles in it, the wind kept blowing them out. But it was the thought, which I appreciated. Oh, speaking of anniversaries, birthdays, I got an email from IHOP that it's their 55th anniversary or birthday celebration. And so on Sunday, a stack of pancakes for 1958 prices, 60 cents. That's right, I'm going to be at IHOP feeding my face with pancakes. I may even use blackberry syrup like I did when I was a kid. Why not? I have to say, a moment for the Prescott firefighters. You know, it's still difficult for me to wrap my head around that just an entire crew. It's like a microscopic event of 9/11, you know, when entire crews just, I don't know, it's a heartbreak for us, and we aren't even related to them. So my heart goes out to them, and healing thoughts. And this is day two, I believe, the anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg. I think it's the first through the third. And, you know, it's been recognized for, again, devastating loss of lives. I mean, in high numbers. You know, and it's not even, at this point, the North versus the South. Loss is loss. A mother loses a son. It's a tragedy no matter where you are. And it's sad that a lot of the soldiers died from their wounds only because they were ignorant back then of keeping wounds sterile and clean. And so many more lives could have been saved, but thanks to Florence Nightingale, who came in with her infamous lantern and educated them, even though some of the gentlemen didn't want to be educated, they realized later that what she was doing was actually saving lives, and so they grudgingly agreed to follow her protocol, which is lovely. I read an interesting book a few years back. It's called Confederates in the Attic, Dispatches from the Unfinished Civil War by Tony Horowitz. It was really interesting because he decided to follow the route of the Civil War battles, but backwards. And he met reenactors, soft core and hard core. Now that's really interesting to me too. What events have occurred in your life that you had this need to reenact these horrible events over and over again. Maybe it's a past life, can't let go, I don't know. But anyway, he had, as you can imagine, some interesting conversations along the way. Museums, poignant items, you know, like a drum that a child played in a parade, mourning the loss of loved ones in a particular community, and a discussion with a Vietnam vet, where basically, you know, saying battles are battles regardless of the decade or century. It's fighting for what you believe in and being there for your comrades and supporting the troops when they return. And he also, he's Jewish, again, Tony Horwitz, and he got slammed emotionally having this argument with a racist and realizing that it's the same hatred. There's just incredible prejudice, whether it's the Jews from World War II or of the blacks in the South. It's just horrific, and he just had a tough time wrapping it up. But you might want to check it out, because it really is an interesting and insightful book about people this day and age and how some can't let go, some are trying to move forward and educate others, and it's just kind of an interesting little bit. And I also thought of this old, I had to look it up because I couldn't remember what it was called. But there's this bit that Bob Newhart did. You'll have to Google it on YouTube. It's Abe Lincoln versus Madison Avenue. You know, publicist, PR guys trying to get Abe out there. It's really funny. Check it out. Abe Lincoln versus Madison Avenue, Bob Newhart. So another book I want to tell you about that I read recently, The Train of Small Mercies by David Rowell. I'll just read you the first paragraph in the jacket. It says, in haunting and crystalline prose, the stunning debut follows multiple characters' intrepid search for hope amid the debris of an American tragedy. Their lives irrevocably changed as Robert F. Kennedy's funeral train makes its solemn journey from New York to Washington, D.C. So, in other words, it's as if you Googled in and zeroed in on a particular home in each of the states that the train passed. And the reason I enjoyed this, because I like slice of lives stories, you know, the low-key character studies, is because when I'm interviewing people for their family history, for their personal history, their biography, I will ask them about historical events, their memories of them, and how, if at all, an event influenced them. You know, it can change your neural paths. Like in our lifetime, we have 9/11. People in the future will probably ask us, where were you when that occurred? You know, what do you remember about that? How did it affect you? And so I appreciate these type of books. So again, it's called The Train of Small Mercies. David Rowell, last name, it's spelled R-O-W-E-L-L. So in case you didn't see this on Facebook, it's called Friendship. None of that sissy shit. Are you tired of those sissy friendship poems that always sound good but never actually come close to reality? Well, here is a series of promises that actually speak of true friendship. You'll see no cute little smiley faces on this, just the stone-cold truth of our great friendship. When you are sad, I will help you get drunk and plot revenge against the sorry bastard who made you sad. When you are blue, I will try to dislodge whatever is choking you. When you smile, I will know you are thinking of some shit that I would probably want to be involved in. When you are scared, I will rag on your ass about it every chance I get until you're not. When you're worried, I will tell you horrible stories about how much worse it could be until you quit whining. When you are confused, I will try to use only little words. When you are sick, stay the hell away from me until you are well again. I don't want whatever you have. When you fall, I will laugh at your clumsy ass, but I'll help you up. Now that's true friendship. So have a lovely, fun, explosive 4th of July, whatever your plans may be. I'm headed to the coast again for our annual 4th of July family reunion, which we have been doing since 1949. We used to do it in this old logging camp, and my great uncle would bring the cat from the mill, and he'd ride it over the old log bridge, and he'd make a swimming hole for his kids. And one of my cousins put up a couple of rope swings. He even built a platform, steps going up to a platform that we could jump off of on the rope swing. So cool. He also made a raft, and somebody brought up a little rowboat, and we just had a blast. There was two cabins that the loggers used to stay in way back when, and a couple smaller ones that the kids would kind of hang out at, and everybody else would just hang outside, throw their sleeping bags out on the grass. We had over 300 people one year. But then Georgia Pacific came in and said we couldn't go out there anymore, and so we continued it at my grandparents' house, which is where I will be, as I usually do when I need to get away from everybody. Of course, this time I can't get away from everybody because they're going to be there. But it'll still be fun. They're all goofy. My cousin and I laugh that even when the family gets drunk, they're still happy. They're happy drunks. Nobody ever gets in a fight. The only time there's a fight is if somebody from the outside comes in. Somebody brings a guest, or they're dating someone who doesn't quite get it. And there really isn't a lot to get. We just were down to earth and just enjoy each other's company. We enjoy bullshitting. It's just, it's great. So whatever you have planned, I hope you have a lovely time and do something different this week. Show your appreciation for your local fire station. Bring them baked goods, pizza, bouquet of roses, homebrew.